Hey everyone, it's me, Dee, and guess what? We're back! I know we've been kind of on a hiatus for a while. We've all been very busy with work and traveling, but we're trying to get back into the swing of things. So here is an episode for you guys. The last time we were able to talk, we decided to get together and talk about Iron Fist, which, spoiler alert, was a mess. Also, we talked a little bit about Naruto and the new Wizard of Oz TV show. So, hope you like it.
Hey, this is JP Fairfield, and welcome to another episode of Nergabs Noir Network. We've been MIA for a while, but you know what? Shit happens. So it happens. Right. So those voices that you hear are Deanna and Maria.
Hello.
So, and I guess, you know, give you a little sneak peek of what we're going to talk about today. So we're going to talk about Iron Fist. Pause. We're going to talk about the latest Marvel Netflix series, Iron Fist. Then we're going to talk about the TV show Emerald City. And we're also going to talk about Get Out and maybe some other miscellaneous stuff at the end. So let's get it on with, well, not really get it on with Iron Fist, but let's get started with Iron Fist. Yes. Can we please get on with Louis Tan? Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad. I decided to sacrifice myself and watch the Iron Fist Netflix series so you don't have to. Ain't I a saint?
No, I wasn't going to anyway. You just hurt yourself for nothing. I'm gonna leave that one alone. I wasn't up on that today. I'm not gonna do all those things for you. Okay.
Yeah, you're not gonna right.
No
catching grenades. Okay, fine. So I'm just gonna, okay, you know how in the other Netflix series, like around the middle, it gets slow and really talky and nothing really happens. Iron Fist starts out like that. Can I just say one thing? Iron Fist could have been good if Danny wasn't a jerk and so white boy. He's like the level of white boy that you need to reach in order to defeat the game of white boy confidence. Because he is just so stupid. And I don't know if it's because the writing or the actor, or maybe it's both. But
I'll go with both.
Yeah, I think it's both, because I did not like Danny. Like, I didn't hate him, but you know how you have one of those irritating people that you can only be around for oh so long? That is Danny in Iron Fist. And yeah. And like, it was so many microaggressions, so many, like, how do you make a story that was like really yucky cultural appropriation and make it worse? How? Well, do you
that's the thing that I had been seeing all over like Twitter and all the reviews, because for like a minute second I was like, I'm gonna watch it and be a completionist and just watch it, because it took me a while to get into Jessica Jones. I still have not finished season 2 of Daredevil. I know.
But I was like, look, I'm gonna say both. I still haven't finished season 2. I still have it.
Honestly, I'm totally fine, you guys. I don't really think season 2 is worth your time. Season 2 convinced me not to watch season 3.
But looking at the reviews of Iron Fist, the more I read the reviews, the more I was like, nah, I'm not going to be able to handle this. Because basically, everything I've seen is basically it's White Slave in the movie, and I don't need any more of that in my life.
And it's such a shame because, honestly, the character Colleen Wing kind of just made me, you know, I liked her. And I just like, girl, you could do better. And I don't know, I can't remember who did this comment, but on Twitter someone said, Iron Fist will read better if you think it's reverse Get Out and Colleen is in the sucking place. So...
Oh, wow. So you need to really have to bring in, like, black work to make it better.
Yeah. And I'm just like, it was just so many times that he said, like, okay, look, y'all don't care about spoilers, but it was, actually, it was in the first fucking episode. Like, he saw her posting up, you know, flyers for her dojo, and like he immediately start talking speaking in Mandarin to her, and I'm just like, you don't know if she fucking speak Mandarin, and then I guess you switch to Japanese or whatever. I'm like, what the, so because she's Asian you're just gonna
the most fucking annoying thing ever.
Fucking what? Oh my god.
That's the worst.
And then
why do you have to be a dick? Just purposely.
Then he has the caucasity to be up in her dojo yelling at her students, calling them monkeys. Now mind you, what? The majority of that class were black and brown kids.
Oh,
no. I was like, and like she told him off, but I was like, girl, you need to crack him over the head with that sword.
Like was he teaching?
No, he wasn't even a teacher. She told him beforehand, you can stay here for a day. I don't even think she told him. I think she's like, you could chill out here, but don't talk to my students or anything like that. And you know what the first thing he fucking did? Yell at her students, calling them monkeys. So,
well, you gotta go.
Iron Fist is not.
Right. And it's like repeatedly he just ignored what Colleen said. Like when she said, okay, you can stay tonight since you know you was hurt and you kind of, you know, but the next morning you got to be gone. And this motherfucker just stays. And she's like, I thought I told you to be gone. Yeah. But I figure I'll just stay. And you telling me that she... And you trying to tell me that this is supposed to be the future romantic couple in this series? Are you telling me this is...
So he manifest destinied her studio?
Yes! Yes, he did! He manifest destiny her fucking studio.
Wow.
Like... And he was so, I don't know if he was, the actor was trying to play him naive or trying to illustrate he was out of touch because he was in a monastery for like 15 years. But if you're trying to prove who you are, do you just run through into a secure building and say, I need to talk to you and blah, 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 over and over again, instead of find some way to prove your identity first or tell, you know, or give a letter with a personal story that no one knows. You would think you would do that first, right? Right?
And
then no.
You walk up in there with no shoes on?
Yes. Yes.
So white.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm cringing. I'm sorry.
So, honestly, like, and what pisses me off even more is, like, this is the dude that you pick to play Iron Fist. One, his acting sucked. Like, it sucked. He was the weakest out of everybody in the Marvel series.
No, Chad, I don't think you understand. Acting is a meritocracy, and the best parts go to the best actors, and he just happened to be white.
And two, it was so obvious that he was not very good at the fight choreography.
Didn't they say that he refused to train for it?
Really? Really?
Okay, so that's what I thought I had heard somewhere, but I'm not.
Well, then it shows. It really shows because
I didn't say for sure, but I heard that he wouldn't train for the fight choreography, and that's one of the reasons why I guess the show, all of the fight scenes are super choppy because they kept cutting.
Yes, yes, it is like a freaking funhouse zoo up in there. In those fight scenes, because like they cut away, and you just like you freaking get whiplash because you can't really enjoy the fight scenes, and you could tell the difference between his fight scenes and Colleen's. It's like the scenes with Colleen Wing doing her fight scenes is a lot more smoother. It's so many less cuts, and I'm just like, how did he get the job? Because he was not convincing. Like, dude, like, yes, a lot of the other people in the other series who were main characters, like Luke Cage, yes, the actor was a little bit weak, but at least he was, I don't know, it was charming. At least it just sincere.
Luke, but what do you mean the difference between Luke Cage and Iron Fist?
Yes, and the main character's acting.
Well, one, the guy who played Luke Cage is clearly a better actor. But two, like this Luke Cage series wasn't afraid to make Luke Cage fallible.
Yes.
Whereas everything I've heard about Iron Fist is basically he's the best and the rest of you suck, and he just wants his business back and the rest of you suck.
Yes. Yes. That's pretty much it. Like, yeah. So honestly, the people that I like the best in this series, I already mentioned Colleen Wing, and we already know the guest appearances. We already know I liked the lawyer. Jerry showed up, but everybody already liked her. Rosaria showed up, you know, playing the night nurse. You know, I swear to God, I felt like she was playing like the audience because Danny would say something. She was like, do you really? She's like, do you have a plan? I don't know when I get there. What do you mean you know when you get there? I was just like, thank you. That was the only part that I could stand because, like, her character was pretty much like, dude, you have no plan. You really don't seem like you know what you're doing. I'm just going to go because I already know you're going to come back to me all bloody up. So I'm just going to just, let's just, let me just be there on, you know, on site. And then eventually she was like, it was one line that she said when they had to go to China. She's like, I wish I never came to China with you.
Damn, so it's from like Rosario Dawson was playing Rosario Dawson. She said what was on her mind.
Right. I actually like the, of course, Davos, who is probably, if you read the comics, he's going to be a future villain. But, like, I swear to God, he was the mouthpiece for the audience because he was like, you are the worst Iron Fist ever. And I was like, I swear to God, if you saw me in my house, I did a goddamn standing ovation because he is the worst Iron Fist ever. Like, every decision he made, I was like, why? Why would you? That is the most, okay, go ahead. Of course, it's going to work out for you because they're going to, you know, use this perfect white boy who knows all this martial arts and, you know, nothing will go wrong for you. So, yeah.
So I was looking at what you were saying about him training or whatever. And one of the first articles that comes up is this article from Entertainment Weekly. And they asked him about, like, how he's kind of the costume. And he says he does, like, 2.5 hours of martial arts, of kung fu and wushu, mixed with tai chi and other stuff. And then he'll do weight training. And in the evenings, he's been doing meditation classes and learning Buddhist philosophy.
Nobody believes that.
Because it does not show. I swear to God. So one of the fight scenes, he actually fights Louis Tan.
That has to be embarrassing for him. Oh my god.
And first of all, can I just say, Louis Tan, his ass should have been Iron Fist. Because in that one scene, now mind you, Louis Tan was doing like Drunken Master style, and it was so fucking engaging and so goddamn funny, and like that was one of my favorite scenes because I was like, oh my god. And of course, you know, Danny wins the fight, but you're just looking like, how? Like, if it wasn't winning in, he would never won that fight. Like, but you could tell the difference in acting and in fight choreography between the two when they are in that scene together. Like, you can see them shooting Lewis and how smooth it is. And then when you cut to, like, whatever that white boy Will name is, I'm just gonna call him Danny. You can see how many cuts, and then, you know, because they got to cut in his body stunt double because he ain't gonna be able to do that shit.
he was like studying a lot of Buddhist philosophy. Okay.
Buddhist philosophy, like all of the Buddhist philosophy guys. Come on.
I mean, he had that meditation thing down in the series, though. Like, it was so.
Is that what you're saying?
Like, sitting. Yeah. He did sitting very excellently. Like, his sitting was, like, top-notch. Top-notch.
Iron ass.
But it's bad when you kind of root for the villains. Like, trying to remember his name. Oh, Bakuto shows up. And once again, y'all need to stop putting him in scenes with people who obviously outclass him. Because this is not right. Which is why the final fight ends up being with Bakuto and Colleen, because ain't no way Danny was going, no. They was like, you know what? We need a fight scene that's epic.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that after the series, like, focus on this boring white dude, the Asian girl has to come and save his ass?
Wait, can you repeat that?
So you're saying that after this whole the series focuses on this boring white dude, the Asian girl has to come save his ass?
Well, pretty much, because she's like, I got this. And she went, good.
Why couldn't the series be about Colleen Wing?
Seriously, because she was
Louis Tan.
Her fight scenes were so much better. I looked forward when I saw that it looked like she was about to fight because her scenes were better. Like, hell, I swear to God, even Rosario, when they had her fighting, looked better than he did. So,
you got Rosario fighting?
Yes. Cause she's learning, from Colleen. So that's how she knows Colleen.
Show. Put Colleen and Rosario back in the show together.
Yeah. So like, cause they show a scene when they bring in Rosario and she's taking a private class with Colleen. And that's when she meets Iron Fist and, you know, and boringness happens again. So.
I looked up Louis Tan and Iron Fist, and every single article is about why wasn't he Iron Fist.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. How? Okay, in one scene, he outacted him. In one, he was, oh my God, one scene. It took one fucking scene for me to like, why the fuck he wasn't Iron Fist? So, just like, it wasn't even a long scene. Oh my God, that's how bad this white dude was. But I will say, if they ever decide to do a remake of Jackie Chan's Drunken Master films, I swear to God, you need to do Louis Tan. I swear to God, I will watch the shit out of that. Because it was so fucking great. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I can hear the commitment in your voice.
I am so committed. Like, I am now a Louis Tan fan. Like, for real, I am a stan, because that one scene was so fucking epic. If I could have erased the white boy out of it, I would have. So
let's just imagine that Iron Fist comes to Dragon Con like Daredevil came to Dragon Con. And Louis Tan shows up. And the star.
I would be. Huh?
Who do you think will have the bigger lie?
Danny Louis Tan.
Louis? Because I'm going in that line. I'm going to go in that line. In fact, I need y'all to get
bail twice.
I need y'all to get bail money in case. Just in case. I'm just saying. I controlled myself when I saw Carlos. I don't know how I did it, but I have the will and the strength. But
I can't bail you out of jail, so I'm going to need you to be good.
Okay, you know what? I would just bring bail money with me, and y'all just hold it. And because... I'm just saying, I'm going in that Louis line like three times. I don't even care. He could be like, didn't I see you already? Nope. That was another person who has the same name and looks exactly like me.
Jen's just going to change like hats and shirts while we're in the line.
Yes! Okay, and of course, Madame Gao, as ever.
Is this the same Madame Gao?
Yes.
Okay.
I was gonna say the Madame Gao that disappeared after the first season of Daredevil.
I liked Madame Gao. Oh, she was in force. I loved her in this season. If it wasn't like,
I want to see.
Yeah.
Show. How dare you?
All I know is Madame Gao was reading everybody. She was fucking people up with the truth. So she's like, I was just, it's bad when you root for the villains in the story instead of the person we're supposed to root for. Because I was just like, fuck Iron Fist. Madame Gao is the head, you know, HBIC. Come on now. So I liked her so much.
Say Madame Gao, because for a second I thought they had another character in their name, Madame Gao. I was like, y'all can't think of two names?
Oh no, it was the same one. Because she mentioned Daredevil and she mentioned Luke Cage. She didn't mention Jessica Jones, but I don't think she's on her radar yet.
So what do you think she's going to mean for the project where they're all going to come together?
That he's gonna be the weakest link, and I'm gonna have to, and I hope they don't put him in many scenes. So,
somebody put out a fake script on Twitter where basically Danny gets killed about 5 minutes before the beginning of the Defenders. Like, it's such a shame that Danny died 5 minutes ago. Oh well, I guess we're gonna keep going with our mission.
Goodness.
He was so bad, and it was just like, Oh, he was so bad.
Just technically, oh my God. He's in there, but then you know, we don't have to deal with him.
And I feel so, I'm so mad because everybody else was like at least decent or better. And he was just, I was just like, you wasted so many people's time. Hungry, hungry hippos from Hasbro. Hungry, hungry hippos? Hmm? Okay. All right. I don't know what that was, but
yeah, I heard it was a kind of cartoon or something.
Right. It was like a commercial for Hungry Hungry Hippos came on. So weird. I don't know what that was. That was weird. Weird. Anyway, so short story short. So I mean if you right. So just to wrap up this review of Iron Fist, if you want to rage and curse and throw stuff at your TV, watch it. If you still want to watch it and just see all the other people who are interesting, fast forward through all the Danny parts. You could probably get through the series pretty quickly and just get to the Colleen and everybody other than Danny parts. You could probably see the best parts of the show because that's all there is. Anything outside of Danny is the best parts of the show. If you don't even want to do all that because, you know, you don't want to hurt your finger fast forwarding that much, then just look up those scenes on YouTube because I'm sure it's going to be only scenes of Colleen and Louis Tan and, you know, Madame Gao. So
that's the only people anybody want to see anyway.
Right. You know, and Bakuto, Davos. Yeah, those are going to be only people that you probably want to see. So and yeah, so
all right, are we moving on from Iron Fist?
Please let's move on from white boy splaining.
Are y'all gonna do Get Out? Because then I gotta go.
We're gonna do Emerald City first.
Okay, I haven't watched Emerald City. You guys gotta tell me if it's good.
Okay, so I'm kind of mad about it.
Men? Really?
Yeah. Okay. You know what upset me is that the one black woman who is the witch.
Kasumba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she gets killed very early.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like, at first I thought they was tricking me again because they show her being killed, but she just popped back up, and I was like, oh, okay, they was tricking me, and then, yeah, and then they killed her again.
All right, well, I have no reason to watch that show.
I understand what her character was, but still.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying that's why they killed her, because the Wicked Witch of the East has to die.
I know.
Like, that would have been fine.
I would have been good with that.
Witches, because this is not good.
Yeah, so we're left with two white lady witches, so.
Oh. I was excited about Florence, because I'm probably not going to watch you guys. I'm so sorry.
Just watch the first two episodes, and when they kill her, stop watching. Like, right. I did.
It sounds like exactly what I'm about to do.
I'm just pretty much kind of meh because it's kind of like if you took the Wizard of Oz and just pour Game of Thrones in it and then took out all the obvious blood and guts and violence and put in boring political talk into it. And then stir it up and shake it and then just throw it on the ground and say, there you go. Then, right. That's Emerald City to me. I mean, I like Dorothy, but I like the Scarecrow.
I actually don't like Dorothy that much. Because Dorothy just drops into town and starts doing whatever she wants. No regard for her. She knows she's in a different place, but she's not, like, careful about it at all. you know, she when she.
But isn't that like an original story that she just come in just start doing shit?
Well, no, I mean, in the original story, she at least like has some direction about what she's supposed to do.
Oh yeah, okay, you got a point.
She's just doing whatever, like, you know, she hadn't really met anybody, talked to anybody. I mean, when she meets the Scarecrow, she just lets him off the thing he's dangling on. I'm like, you don't know that man. You don't know why he's up there.
He could be a right. He could be a, you know what? I get your point. I take back my, like, Dorothy. I'm kind of like, just, yeah, I forgot about all that. Probably because I haven't seen it for a while.
But I enjoy the show. They do some really interesting things with gender identity.
Tom? What's
is it? Tip?
Tip. Tip. Okay.
Tip or Pip or something like that.
Yeah, I think that character is out from the books.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's up. They kind of, yeah, I think it's from the, straight from the books. Tip.
Yeah. So Tip is living with this woman who makes him stay in the house all day long, won't let him go out, and makes him take this potion every day. And what you find out is that Tip, who is a boy, has been drinking this potion to keep Tip a boy. So when Tip doesn't have his potion, Tip turns into a girl. Whoa. And this is very distressing for Tip. That's kind of interesting because Tip maintains through the whole thing, like, no, I'm a boy. I don't like this. Mm-hmm. Turns into an important character. I'm interested to see how they deal with Tip's storyline.
And Tip is a person of color. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad they did that. I'm glad how they did the storyline. It wasn't sensationalized.
Right, no. It was very personal and traumatic for Tip. It wasn't like anything light or funny or odd or weird. And they do have quite a few. I think Dorothy is a woman of color. I'm not sure.
I think she's supposed to be Latina.
Racially ambiguous.
Right. She's a little brown, right? That's all I can really say.
Right. No, I think she is Latina because in the first episode, I think her father is. Yeah.
It says that she was born in Puerto Rico and lived in Mexico until she was 12. But there are other characters who are also brown. So it doesn't feel, you know, like overwhelmingly white, which is nice. And it's interesting to see what they do with the characters that you know, like the Tin Man, how he comes to be and everything, and his storyline. And basically, they have this thing they're trying to fight called the Beast Forever. And nobody can really be too sure about what it is. To me, in the show, the Beast Forever is misogyny because there's a whole lot of, like, the whole thing with the wizard is, like, he is so mad girls would not date him. So he, like, outlawed all magic and witches, basically. Because he wanted to bring science to Oz so he could be like the science god. Like, they do this flashback scene where, because it was like him and Dorothy's mother and another lady got in Oz, right? And so he's like trying to teach them about science, you know, and they're all really interested and they're like, wow. And this woman who's there, she's like, I can make these rocks dance. And she does that. And everybody's like, oh, that's so awesome. And he's like, what the fuck? What about my And he pretty much stays in that moment, like, forever. So, you know, eventually, though, all the witches are like, you know what? Fuck the wizard. And I'm like, yeah, fuck the wizard. He's the worst. And he wears a wig.
Like, okay, I might watch past episode 4 now because of that.
Yeah, like in the last episode, they like capture him or something, or trap him somewhere or whatever, and like they take his wig. Like bald and graying, or like you don't see them take it, but he's just suddenly bald and was like, "Oh, they took your lace front, bro. Oh, they worked so hard." He's such a nice guy.
All I know is the last episode I saw, he was trying to back up on this, I swear to God, one of the, I guess, I forget what they call him in the story, but they're supposed to be like the witch's aid. Mm-hmm. And
girls?
Yeah. And the thing is, he used to have the mother work for him, and I think he kind of slid up on her too, and now you sliding up on a daughter.
Creepy. Mm-hmm.
Creepy indeed.
Yeah, they haven't done that in this one, but maybe next season or something. But in this one, it's like the Witch of the South is the mother witch, and apparently she had died or something, and so there weren't supposed to be any more witches, because she's apparently the only one who can make more witches. But suddenly, more witches start showing up. New witches start showing up. And basically, Glinda's been against the wizard the whole time, even though he thought she was an ally.
So she's we are. Well, I could have guessed that.
Yeah. But you know, he's the wizard.
He knows everything.
Yeah, I really think, you know, I think it's definitely worth watching. They do some interesting things with the storyline and characters and stuff. Hopefully it'll get a season 2.
Okay, I might give it a chance. I might go past. I might go and watch episode 5 and see how that goes. Because I kind of rage quit when he was sliding up to that daughter, and I was like, we all know that you did the mother. But you're nasty.
Yeah, he did.
He was trying to, because the way he was.
Yeah, I mean, he was trying to, for sure.
And I was like, this is too nasty and creepy for me. But yeah, so I guess before I wanted to say two things.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that the guy who plays the wizard is Vincent D'Onofrio.
I guess before we move on to Get Out, it was two things I wanted to mention real quickly. So if you didn't know, Samurai Jack is back for our 5th season. If you did not know and you love Samurai Jack, two episodes out now. So
people talk about the episodes and how traumatizing. Oh my god, can I spoil it?
No, you can't. You can't.
But I heard that one of the new episodes was traumatizing, so I'm preparing myself to watch it. Because I don't know if I'm ready, guys.
Look, I am watching all the previous seasons again to prepare myself, because I heard that it was traumatizing, so I need to, like, build up some good feeling from the previous seasons. Because I was like, even the screenshots they have of it, I'm just like, this don't look like it ends well at all. I don't like it.
I saw the screenshot of it first and I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Samurai Jack, and then I kept reading and I was like, oh no, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, you guys. I don't know.
That's why I'm watching the previous seasons. Because I'm like, if I go straight into the 2 episodes, I might just be on the ground crying, rocking back and forth, because I'm just like, he went through so much. Why are we doing this to him? But okay. And So there was, so me looking through Netflix just randomly, I think there was a new Netflix, made for Netflix movie called Deirdre and Lainey Rob a Train. It's a cute little, oh my God, is okay. So it's a cute little teen comedy and it stars two black girls. They decide to rob a train. Because, you know, shit happens and you need some cash quick. It's a cute little story, cute little movie. I liked it. I thought it was decent. You would enjoy it. It's a, you know. So, that's all I can say.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah, it's, I liked it. I liked the girl who plays Deirdre. I thought she was really good, so.
I hear Chewing Gum Season 2 is supposed to come back next month.
I'm excited about that. It's funny because all of the shows that Maria made me watch last year, everybody's getting put onto like this year. I thought I was late to these. I thought I knew about these, but apparently not.
I'm a trendsetter.
Great. I still gotta watch Crazy Head, so.
I haven't watched Crazy Head, but I heard Crazy Head was really good.
It was. I can't wait for that second season.
Yep, so. Hell, I'm so late. I finally start watching One Punch Man because, like, I was just doing it just to be an ass because everybody's saying, you need to watch it. And I'm like, I watch it when I want to. And now I'm watching. And now when I'm watching, I'm like, shit, why didn't I watch this sooner?
I haven't watched it either. I don't know what it's about. It kind of reminds me of Dragon Ball Z just looking at it.
Like, it's the show is pretty much telling you what it's about.
Okay. Is it a man who can kill somebody in one punch?
Oh, yeah. Okay. One Punch Man. One Punch Man is really.
Got it.
I didn't know. Okay, so I saw something on Twitter about the final episode of Naruto.
At some point, I did not realize that Naruto was still happening.
Two,
yeah, well, wait.
Kids are like 35 now. Like what the shit?
So the manga ended like a while ago.
Maybe that's why I thought it ended.
Yeah, but the anime is still going. Like they literally already show what the end. They already animated the end of the series, and they just saying, "Okay, we just gonna fill in the rest of the shit." So, like, cause I'm like, Ain't this end? Because I read the end of the manga. This is the end. Why is there more episodes after this? It shouldn't be more episodes after this. Unless they're going to go through, like, you know, they're going to expand out the storyline about.
Built human beings now. I'm telling you, Naruto looked like a grandfather.
Wow.
Unless they're expanding into Boruto, is that how you sound his name? Well, Naruto's son. Yes, him and Hinata has two kids.
Wait! Hinata won out of the... Okay, then I'm happy. Because Hinata was my favorite character, and I just wanted her to win like I wanted the girl from Food Wars to win.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad that happened. I'm just glad Hinata got her happy ending.
That's all. So, yeah, so they both made some damn strong, well, I'm assuming they're going to be some strong-ass kids because...
Do the kids have her white eye thing? What is it called?
The older son does not, but he could still see things, but, like, he can kind of see things on another plane. I don't know if he would get her eyes yet, but the younger one, the younger one who is a girl, she has the eyes. She could turn them on and off.
Ooh.
So when she like, you know how when brothers and sisters get in a fight, so she got mad at him. She turned her eyes on and straight up stalking him in the house. So. He's like, shit. She's like, I can see you. I love that little girl already. So
yeah, I can't really say that I've ever seen Naruto.
Yeah, so because they already started the manga for Boruto. I hope I'm saying it right. So it'll be his story. Now, the only difference is he doesn't want to be Hokage.
I was gonna say, did Naruto become Hokage or no?
Yes, he did.
Did they ever just flat out say that their Hokage is his dad? Because he looks just like that nigga.
Yes, they finally admitted that that was his dad.
Okay, good. Because I was annoyed. Like, you look just, clearly that was his father.
Yeah, so I think when, I forget what chapter it was, but like when he, I guess when the Ninetales got unleashed or something, and the father showed up to help him try to seal it, or, you know, help the seal or something. He's like, hey, you're my kid. Just in case you didn't know.
By the way.
Like, why am I seeing you in my head? Well, because you're my kid, so.
Okay, final Naruto question.
Okay.
Did Rock Lee get to prosper? Because Rock Lee's life was so bad. He tried so hard.
Okay, so.
Is it sad? If it's sad, just don't tell me.
No. Rock Lee has a son. I don't know by with who. They don't mention the child. They don't mention the mother. But he has a son who is following his footsteps. So yeah, and his sensei is, you know, he's alive. He still, you know, was he in a wheelchair? I'm trying to remember.
I'm sorry, I'm just stuck on the fact that this guy's name is Broccoli.
No, it's Rock. Rock.
Oh my god, okay. I was gonna say, yeah. He must have some mighty game to fool somebody with a name like that.
And Sakura had a kid with Sasuke.
Nobody cares.
Hey. I mean, Sasuke's never there, so he just hit it and just went on a goddamn voyage.
Absolutely, father. You know what? Not shocked.
He comes back every now and then.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. That because they have him do all the, you know, black ops missions. So, I mean, because they know. But
what was their teacher's name?
Kakashi?
Yes. How's Kakashi?
I'm asking as if they're like...
they're like old friends of ours.
Okay, so Naruto was the seventh Hokage, and Kakashi was the sixth one.
Wait, because didn't Kakashi take over after the old guy died?
Yes.
Snake Man got him.
Yes.
So Kakashi took over after her.
Yes. And then Naruto took over after him because he was like, I'm done. Here you go.
I thought, what's her face? Whose name you just said and I forgot was going to end up being Hokage instead. Because she was like the Hermione of the group. She was the smart one.
Sakura?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess once she finally got Sasuke to look at her, she was like, fuck this.
boys are stupid.
Look, we already knew she had a goddamn. She was sprung off that dude, and he ain't even did anything to her. So, like,
absentee father.
kiss.
All right, that's all my questions. Now I'm all caught up. So now I guess I'm gonna watch that last episode.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can go look up to see who hooked up and had kids. So.
You know what? It's been on for about 12 years, and there's like 137 episodes a season. I'm good. I'm okay.
No, I mean, just go to a wiki and just look up who ended up with who. I forget his name, but he's the big dude that like makes himself big and rolls himself in a ball. Mm-hmm. Ooh. He ends up marrying the black girl, the black ninja.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. I think was she from I forgot what land she was from. But he ended up she was a badass too. He ended up marrying her and they had a kid and she moved to the village. So, and Shishamaru, no, is that his name? Shishamaru married the girl from the sand village. I saw that happening. So, and they had a kid who acts just like him. And Gaara, I don't know if he's married or not, but I know he has an adopted son.
I didn't know Gaara was still alive because he almost died like every time.
Man, like three times he almost died. But he always get lucky and someone so happens to find him before he's completely dead. And Tintin, I think after Neji died, she just, I don't even think she ever got married or anything.
Wait, Neji did die.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, but Neji was kind of a dick though.
Yeah, but that was her dick, so, sorry.
Literally and figuratively.
Right. I wanted those two to get together, so I was upset when they killed them off. So, yeah.
So much has happened in the past 10 years.